Thank you. The barriers we identified were, as in many other groups, lack of researched and harmonised monitoring methodologies, definitions and data on the sources, flows, extents, risks and exposure of full life cycle of plastics and microplastics. Lack of research and information on impacts on human health, food chains, marine life and ecosystems, and socioeconomic costs. Lack of global and national reporting standards that enable comparisons at sub-regional, regional, and global levels. Lack of transparent, inclusive decision-making and public awareness. This prevents a broader discussion on cultural barriers, responsibilities, risks and types of behavioural changes, and voluntary schemes that society is willing to undertake. Lack of education and social awareness about transformation to a circular economy in different contexts. Lack of reference to ecological issues in national education curricula. Lack of guidance for developing inventories, especially in developing countries. Our response was to determine production levels of plastics, such as economic turnover and the percentage of oil and gas which goes to plastics. Develop globally agreed definitions of marine plastics and litter that allow for targeted and risk-based monitoring and information exchange together with policy development. Establish an open access platform for data exchange and space to bring together information building from national, sub-regional, regional and global levels. And finally, establish an easy to communicate target to address the issue.